Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another reality show. My name is Golden Hawk, and we're here. This has been quite the week, and chatting briefly with Christina, it's been quite the week on her end as well. And, you know, we truly believe that. I think this has been quite the week and or month. I mean, and blessed, we're only 19 days into it. It's kind of the halfway mark. But this is really quite an interesting time with, because, well, we're going to get all into that. I do want to make a few announcements. One of the announcements I want to make is that I know that the Goddess Sophia and the Christina following is very devoted and very loyal. I am no longer doing chat rooms because I don't have my assistant anymore. And for my own being, it's very hard for me to try and pay attention to a chat room and also do the radio show. And I felt that it was a much more, the devoted energy was about the show. So with that in mind, I'm definitely going to make announcements. I completely invite you to call in and be a part of the show and, you know, have yourself, you know, archived. Ask the questions directly. And if, you know, there's a timidness and in a sense that, you know, that you just don't want to do that, I'm totally open to you sending me an email, you know, a couple of days before Christina and Sophia are going to be on the show, or a Facebook message. You can do it. Now, during the show, I won't be taking, like somebody, a gentleman already sent in a question prior to the show. If you send it to me prior to the show, I'll have it all queued up, so all I have to do is, you know, hit my little, you know, button link. But I'm not checking on anything because I just can't, I mean, my friends, I'm having a hard enough time driving a car, let alone the idea of multitasking is just being, I'm very challenged by it lately. So, and that is actually going to be from now until, you know, Goldie's not here anymore. So I do absolutely welcome you to call into 646-929-2084 and ask a question. So let me welcome my beautiful guest, Christina. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, huh? It does seem to be the consensus because, you know, it's so funny. I saw on TV that literally the day after Halloween, we have omitted in this culture Thanksgiving. And
right.
We have jumped directly to, and the funny part about it is, the only place I saw anything that even touched upon Thanksgiving was the Hallmark Channel, which, of course, they do greeting cards.
Right, of course, of course. Yeah,
they're going to get every holiday, but as a cultural standpoint, they are literally, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it or heard it on the radio, we've just omitted Thanksgiving, and we are now, you know, immediately into the sales and recognition of Christmas.
Well, I think it's interesting as intuitives in the world, it definitely pumps things up for us because I'm sure all intuitive knows the holiday season is rather tough. So going October 31st, November 1st, right into it, wow, here we go, right?
Yeah. I mean, it just feels like, remember, I don't know if you remember the game Asteroids. It was one of those very first digital pinball-like games, but
yeah.
It was a video game. Remember Hyperspace?
Sounds familiar. I was never a big video person, so you're going to have to fill us in on the details.
Okay, and I mean, I this is old school, you know. I mean, I don't do any of the Xbox or anything, but there was this thing in this button. Hyperspace would literally blip you off the screen, and then you'd blip, I believe, on someplace else in the screen, which, you know, from a defensive, you know, if you were trying to blow up asteroids, you know, there was a tactic involved in that. But I think also that you could actually blip on the screen, and if you blipped onto an asteroid, you blew up. So there was like a little risk involved.
Right.
It wasn't just a fail-safe that you could get out of a bad situation. You could, you know, blip back in and be in a worse situation.
Right.
That is the energy I feel. You know, I don't feel consistent, so to speak, in my experience of time and space lately.
Well, it's interesting. I'm not sure if Sophia mentioned it on the last program, but she's definitely talked about October 31st or November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is typically when the veils close after
yes.
being opened.
Yes.
And she's talked about how now they're officially left open. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the big, huge transition toward...
Oh. Wow, that makes so much sense.
So that might be something that you're experiencing rather dramatically right now, is the fact that society as a whole is starting to really feel things that they've never felt before, that they're used to feeling around the October season, but that closes down right after, I believe it's like the Day of the Dead or something like that. It closes.
That's exactly, shamans talk. It's like, it was, I think, from October 31st to November 4th was the
yeah.
veils were thinner, so to speak. Yes.
And it starts to close down on the 5th. So
okay, exactly, yes.
So from Sophia's perspective, it's not going to close, that they're officially locked open now. So I think that's definitely a speeding up that we're going to feel. And that jump to Christmas, I think, I imagine it's a way of people needing more time, actually, to acclimate. Because, again, I mean, I have talked about this for years, but as a practicing intuitive, someone that's really intensely in the field, when I first started channeling Sophia, holidays would almost put me in bed for almost 2 months, and it freaked me out. I mean, I was a real holiday person back before I was doing this work, so the idea
right.
of being in bed was terrifying to me. But the more I spent time with intuitives, the more I saw that that was a natural inclination without training or without understanding what's going on. It's an exhausting time for people, especially those that are sensitive. So,
it's so true. I'm exhausted. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, you know, I can get the required sleep. Not that I know what that is anymore. But, and you're right, because I don't know if it's a mental exhaustion, an emotional exhaustion, a spiritual exhaustion, D, all of the above.
Yeah, probably all of the above, and I think it's pretty normal, and I'm sure it's just more intensified based on everyone feeling this opening of the veils or them not closing. So,
oh no, that's huge. That
I mean, that's something
you.
I would teach for years around the holidays. Same with Sophia, is that if you feel the urge to go to bed, it's okay. If you're exhausted all the time, it's okay. There's a piece, I think, as intuitives that's about giving yourself permission that is actually real, that you're not crazy.
No, indeed, because the belief system around it is right, that, you know, that I'm lazy. I mean, it's like
right.
I feel, and I know, and I'm like, so be it, then lazy I am. Because, I mean, it really gets to the point where, like, I'm driving the car, and it's so funny because, like, tonight, my nanny family moved, like, 3 miles away from my house. It's so exquisite. And when I get in the car, I'm like, okay, you know, I have some things on my head. And I look at my cell phone, and today I was like, I mean, it's dark because it's wintertime, and, you know, it gets dark really early. I'm driving home in the dark. And, you know, I took my phone out of this little thing that I have it hanging in the car, and I literally had this conversation with myself going, are you out of your mind? It's dark, and you're going to pick up and attempt to bring in something when you're 3 minutes from home.
Right.
You know, it's like I go, Goldie, in the twinkling of an eye, life could change. If you wrap a tree, if you hit a dog, if you hit a person, if a person hits you. I mean, it's like, you know, be very conscious right now. Because it's dark, you're in the road, and, you know, I know you want to get things going, and this literally is the conversation I'm having with myself. It's like, just show a little patience. Put the phone down. When you get to the house, because it is so easy. It's a weird feeling where being distracted is pulling me more than ever,
yeah.
And yet the wisdom to know awareness is a key component to getting through this now time. And I don't know how, I think this now time might be forever, meaning it's never going back. And I know that, but meaning I don't know if at some point my awareness will shift yet again, that it won't be such a, like a constant, I don't want to call it a struggle. It's not a struggle, but there's a constant pull on my own being going, don't go unconscious, stay aware.
Right. Well, I think you're amazing at using stories and metaphors. I really see your story as a really big metaphor for those that this is new for a lot of people to have a sensitivity to a cell phone in a car. So for the average person who hasn't experienced beyond the veil for an extended period of time, you know, they've never had a problem driving and talking on the phone at the same time because their sensitivities weren't heightened yet. So, Goldie, it's funny, I do this all the time as a channel. I imagine that maybe you're hyper-exaggerating what's going on with the collective so that someone that, you know, again, it's 3 minutes away, it's not a big deal, but the masses right now are going to start to really see it is a big deal to be negotiating all of the energies on the road, and to add an extra one in the car is insane from an intuitive's point of view. And,
yes.
You know, we all know that, but they don't know that.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. I mean, because it, you know, it's not just the car driving. I mean, there's a galactic sense that things are shifting. There's an inner world where, you know, I am starting to genuinely see multidimensional beings, interdimensional beings. I they're no longer just being caught in the glimpse of my eyes. I mean, I'm seeing lights. I don't know what they are. I'm not frightened by them, but I'm going, there's just so much going on right now.
Yeah, I think that's really the point of, like, talking today is to remind everyone that there is a lot going on. So especially, I think, this holiday season, I imagine we all have the tendencies to, you know, exasperate or to exaggerate what's going on with the collective. So I think the collective, for the first time, is, I know everyone's tired around the holidays, but they're actually going to feel what it's like to be sensitive around the holidays. So
yeah.
I think if we know that as intuitives, then we can say, all right, this is their journey, not necessarily our journey, because I think this is the time for those steel bubbles, those extra protective realms that say, let the masses awaken, and we don't have to go there with them because we're already awake.
Right. So in your personal opinion / experience, I mean, I ask this from the bottom of my heart, how do you unwrap your energy from being a part of that? You know, I tend to find my cords are just so wrapped up in other people's dramas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can say this all I want, but the reality is in the last month, I have really been beat up personally. And
okay,
so
me too.
And I think what we do as intuitives is we use pain or use hardships to awaken us quickly now. So I just had this whole discussion with Sophia today around what's going on. I had the flu twice. I actually hurt myself at a dance class yesterday. So I've been in kind of chronic pain. And, you know, her response is, this is your response to the collective. This is the response to the collective being beat up right now because it's the first time they're really experiencing, you know, the fourth dimension or the other realm. So that you're getting your own personal messages of how do you separate. So first of all, my pain reminds me, oh, this is partially collective. And then it also says to me, what's the thing I need to do personally, Christina, to take care of myself? And for me, that's always a body-based thing. I understand the world through my body, and I tend to take care of my body last. So I'm beating myself up to say this holiday season, I have no choice but to put my body first or I'll be in big trouble, which I've already proven that I'll be in big trouble because I've been in pain.
Well, and Christina, I literally had this conversation with a friend of mine before the show started that I started noticing, and I quote exactly, the chronic pain in my body.
Right.
That, you know, I was like, I always thought that, you know, hey, I'm doing the ascension because I'm not going to, my biggest hand up, so to speak, was I don't want to feel physical pain, so I will work on myself from the emotional mental level because that was the way I was taught. You know, it's like catching it early, sort of preventative. you know, an ounce of prevention. And I just said to her tonight, and I go, well, you know, all the work that I did, now, you know, the rules are, this is part of the ascension. And I went, so I guess I really never got around the physical pain, because, you know, and one of the things I said to her was, I have the wisdom, whether through journeying that I've done through shamanic work or lucid dreaming, I have enough wisdom in consciousness to know that when I leave the physical body, the pain will be gone. But I don't have the experiential wisdom. But what you're saying, I think Sophia is going to definitely shed some light on this,
exactly.
Is that maybe we can actually pop into an expansion in the physical body that goes beyond the chronic pain at some point. Because, I mean, I'm not looking to get out of pain tomorrow. I mean, that would be wonderful. But meaning I'm not looking for, you know, quote, unquote, you know, the route where, you know, the special route, you know, oh, Goldie has specialty. I'm not looking for that, but it's like I really thought all the work I did with releasing and expansion and working on myself that I wouldn't have, I mean, chronic, I've got necks and joints and I feel old. And I have never felt this old before.
Well, I think actually the idea that pain is purposeful can really help that.
Yes.
You know, I think first and foremost that we know a lot, and in knowing a lot, it's also validating, you know, the side that says pain is purposeful. So I think that's the first. You know, here I am, flew twice, same thing. You know,
yeah, huh?
Major pain, but I'm awake enough to know, all right, Christina, I know this is purposeful. I know this is part of the journey. So I really think that pain equals, you know, your soul wanting to get your attention. And just because we're on an awakened path doesn't mean that sometimes our soul's still not going to have to pinch us and say, hey, over here, wake up, hey.
Right. No, that's true. And I mean, and I also have a recognition that it's not about, you know, I'm a good person, good people don't go in pain or get sick. I mean, that is like, that's very old consciousness. You know, another, because, I mean, did you hear Wayne Dyer, I guess, has, you know, some serious cancer, leukemia, something.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I was like, wow, and clearly, you know, I don't believe that, you know, the wisdom he's been sharing with for decades, you know, is now poo-poo, because, he, you know, it's like, okay, this is part of his journey. Whether it's going to lead him to the other side or not is dealing and experiencing this. And, you know, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're spiritual. I thought you don't get sick anymore. And it's like, well, you know, I didn't say that.
Really interesting also to, so Sophia's been working on this concept, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. So she's been working on the swinging of the pendulum lately. So I would think the more spiritual we are, we actually still have opportunities to show the other side of that, and it's in those dark pain, whatever it may be, opportunities. And notice I'm challenging myself to say opportunity.
I'm with you, sister. Well, because we got to not convince ourselves, but support our own. We know it. It's just living through it is challenging.
Exactly. Yes. So I think all challenges are purposeful. And I think it's just the being in pain and remembering that and being present with that is the most important thing. And when you're in pain, the last thing you want to do is be present with it. You really kind of want to run away from it. So I think that is part of the challenge of the human body, is staying present with it and thinking or remembering that it is purposeful and what's the wisdom, versus just get me the hell out of here.
Exactly.
Make it better.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and I laugh because I'm at a point in time in my life, I have much higher a threshold. I mean, I would have never dealt, I would have been medicating myself, whether on street drugs or pharmaceuticals, it wouldn't have mattered. I would not have allowed this pain if I didn't have, I mean, because I do have a wisdom that this is part of the journey. I do. I'm just like, you know, I guess I'm really just whining.
I think whining is fabulous. Well, I do.
I love you.
Sophia says often to the clients, today we're just going to complain for 10 minutes. Complain, or she'll actually say, bitch away.
Right. Because on some level, you know, you reach a point where you just feel like, you know, you're looking at the summit and the rocks are getting heavier on your back. You know, it's like it does have a sense on some level of a never-ending journey. And yet, I mean, I have had numerous experiences that were truly it's darkest before the dawn, you know, that something will shift and it like goes, it becomes a whole new experience.
Right. Let me go back. So one part I recognize pretty consistently that the never-ending journey or I'll never get out of this, to me I found over and over again that that's collective because there's no way that I can solve the collective. So that is the truth, right? So picking up the collective, it's going to feel like I'll never be able to get out because, again, I alone can offer light to the collective, but I alone cannot awaken the entire collective. So anytime I feel that despair or I can't get out, that's actually my big aha moment where I say, oh, wait, if I'm in total despair, it's because I'm taking on more than me and I can't solve more than me. What I can solve is me. I can find the wisdom in me. So I use that as a little trick because it's really easy as intuitives to like dive into that collective, how the heck are we going to get out of this, you know?
So it
really helps me because I swear, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I walked around and moaned and groaned all week to John that what's the point in living? And he's just looking at me like, who are you? And eventually both him and Sophia came at me and said, what and who are you channeling? Because Christina, this is obviously not you. And it took me all this time to go, oh yeah, wait a minute. Maybe this is not me. It feels like me, so I assume it's me. But then when someone challenges me back and says, this doesn't seem like you based on what your life looks like, where you're headed, things aren't all doom and gloom for you. So that reminded me, just because it feels like me doesn't mean that it is me.
Christina, that's exquisite information because as that window or veil stays open,
right.
We are becoming telepathic and empathic, and whether we know it or not, and I really believe healers need to genuinely know, I mean, not forget even everyone at this point, but at least the healers who have been on the journey, myself, I include myself in that, in that grouping, that, right, it can come through us, don't own it. If it's not you, don't, just let it come through and then say, oh, that must be what something or some collective is thinking, but indeed. Thank you for that.
Huge. I forget this, and I mean, I'm a channel. Like, I know this information inside and out. I have done processes like this over and over again for years, and this last week, I completely forgot. Like, I dove into this whole storyline. It didn't even dawn on me that I might be channeling. And, you know, finally when someone said it to me, I was like, oh, duh. Like, I can't, I'm a professional channel. Did I just do that? So, I mean, the best of us forget over and over again.
That's what I think. And that humbleness, you know, namaste. Because it is a constant you know, I think the beauty of us surrounding ourselves with those who are, you know, awakened, you know, not fully, but meaning on the process of, the beauty is that they'll, you know, because I have told people, if I get too into my martyr, you know, shake me up a little, and if I don't respond, okay, take me out back and shoot me.
Right. You know,
because the martyr is very old consciousness, and I know it is in me, and I am... You know, I am really understanding.
Yeah. Well, the new
that
phrase,
doesn't serve, you know.
The new phrase instead of shoot me is take me out back and scream at me, what are you channeling, right?
Because shooting is a little harsh.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a warrior. You know that, Christine.
Yeah, well, no, but the shooting is shooting that collective part that's picking up everything.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. someone's going to like kind of yell at me or scream at me to say, Christina, what are you channeling? And that's what finally like hits me over the head and says, oh, God, maybe this is not me. You know?
Indeed, indeed.
I think that martyr is not us. You know, it's that collective that it feels like society is martyring itself right now. Hi.
Well, and it is. And see, and that's the thing that it, I think it's getting stronger in consciousness. Therefore, it is. And I'm not saying, listen, I know I recognize martyr because I was a martyr.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I definitely. Yeah, well, I think the healers and or the awakened that are kind of like in the front of the line, so to speak, because somebody had to be first in line, we tended to go through many lifetimes where, you know, we were doing healings long before it was, you know, the quantum leap and the energy of 2012 and all the mystical, magical, cosmological things that are happening that support the whole now. We were kind of doing it, you know, kind of privately. And so, yeah, it's like, I really am so happy. I was so excited for our show tonight on one level. And on one level, I mean, me and Christina were talking just to the listeners. I was going to cancel tonight. I mean, I was like, I'm on the couch at my, I try not to work on Thursdays. So if I, you know, I like to be in the woods or, you know, I like to kind of pamper myself before I do the show because I'm a co-creator of my experiences. When I come into the show pampered, it's a wonderful experience for me. And this week it was like my, you know, the family was like, we really need you. And I'm like, no, okay. And they were a half an hour late coming home. And I mean, I'm on the couch and, you know, we got finished with dinner and I'm going, you know, I'm really tired, everybody. And then I talked to you and I swear to God, I probably won't sleep. I tend not to sleep for like 2 hours after our show. You know, like there's a real expanded experience.
Yeah.
And I know it's more than just me, Christina and Sophia. It's the audience. It's the cosmos. I really believe on some levels the whole cosmos kind of sees our light when we connect on the third Thursdays.
Yeah, I love that vision. That's fun.
Yeah, we are. I don't know if this happens everywhere. I've been looking at the stars lately between meteor showers and other things. The stars look like diamonds.
Ooh.
And I said to a friend of mine, I think what's happening is my body, in God bless it, in all the aches and pains and rewiring, I believe that my senses are shifting, and I feel like there are times, like I can tell you right now, I look at my plants in the healing room that I do my show from. It's like I see in high definition.
Right?
Are you sensing that or experiencing that? Or?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I imagine it's going to be different for, you know, all of us that are more practiced in these realms. So definitely, I mean, just as I'm sitting here, I've already seen, you know, wiggles going across the room and a whole
exactly.
bunch of things happening because I think we'll have more of clear sight where everyone's just beginning to have sight or have sensation. So,
indeed. I,
you know,
agree.
I think that's the bonus for us. I think once we get over the acclimating to the new energy and in some way I think consciously disconnecting from the masses, trusting that they'll be okay and that
right.
it's really our time to heal ourselves and take care of ourselves and that's okay to do.
Yeah.
But I think in, you know, allowing ourselves to disconnect and to connect with ourselves, I think this could be a really cool time for us that we'll get to solidify all those skills that have kind of just been, you know, in the corners of our eyes, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I find I'm getting really, really good at knowing, oh, yep, my mom's going to call in 5 minutes. I rearranged my schedule.
Yeah. Like time and space are not the same as they were 5 years ago.
Like before I would know it, I would show signs, but not so consciously know it. So I think, you know, all of us, I think there are great things coming for us if we can, you know, say it's okay to not be a part of that huge upheaval of the masses right now. So that's what my pain this month is reminding me of. It's okay to let the masses, you know, upheave themselves and all go through the pain that we've already done a lot of it, you know.
Indeed. That's why I was like, but, and again, you know, I'm whining a little tonight. I love you, Christina. But I do. I honor what you're saying about, because I want it to be. I would like for myself to be by proxy, not just someone who's done the processing, but someone that can honestly experience that, you know, expanded experience because we've done the processing.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think all the things that you're speaking about, seeing the plants, all of that is our, it's not the carrot anymore being dangled in front of us. It's actually the beginning of, you know, we are pulling the carrot off and we're holding the carrot, we're preparing the carrot, and we're about to eat the carrot.
Yes, I agree. And thank you for this pep talk tonight.
Oh, no, I needed it as well, because I have definitely, on my own right, been struggling. But I always somewhere recognize, whether it's me or John or someone pushes my buttons, I forget, but then I come back again. So I think we have to say to everyone, it's okay to forget, that we're going to forget.
Right.
And then it's such a strong impression, the Wayne Dyer piece. I really imagine that the world, in terms of motivational speakers, needs speakers that both speak on the current, how all of these tools have made us happy and, you know, our lives have changed for the better, and that as a public figure, I also very much claim that I still have personal pieces that I'm working on, that I still have moments of struggle. I find sometimes that the motivational speakers forget to speak about their challenges. And so, you know, the universe will kick our butts if we forget.
Well, because ultimately we're going to experience the wholeness of living.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of course, because, I mean, my personal belief is the ascension is simply bringing together that which we separated so that we could observe the light and the dark. But it's always been a part of us. I mean, you know, I find it interesting that shadow work is not about, you know, the ability to push out or cut that which you don't like about the world. Shadow work is about shedding light and bringing it back within, because it is where it's the source is from within. The shadows, the demons, the bad guys, the boogeyman is us.
Right. Bringing it home. Exactly.
Bringing it home, because for me, you know, there's a channeler that Jeffrey Hoppe, and he speaks of it that, you know, all the things we didn't like about ourselves, there's a side of us that took it on. And that there is tremendous compassion in that side of us to take on that which we loathed, that which we pushed, and that which we shunned for eons of time. You know, it's almost funny, like, you know, wow, Satan was compassionate. I mean, and I know people are like, how could you say that? Well, the minute you recognize the demons as self, then it takes on a whole new picture that, wow, let's let them come home. The unsung heroes is our shadow side.
Yeah, well, Lucifer, you know, the actual translation is the bringer of light. So by embracing those demons, those dark sides, those devils, that's where we do find the light, because they're there to show us the light. They're there to remind us that they're part of the light. It's just forgotten.
Exactly. Because once we see, and this kind of leads us right back into, that's why the pain is part of the healing.
Right, exactly. It's part of the journey.
It's part of the journey. It is, you know, an understanding of that which is whole. The ascension is bringing back a wholeness, and, you know, everybody's like, we're fighting more than ever, and it's like, because we're resisting it coming back into us.
Right.
if we would just, like you said, if you get tired, go to sleep.
Right.
Don't resist it and get cranky. Just go to sleep, Goldie. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, embrace it. Well, and also the fact of we're fighting more is that we're getting closer to that awakening. So it's that extreme left is going all the way there so that we can come and know the other side of things. So
well,
I think,
indeed.
You know, the more war, it means the possibility for more peace because it's really giving us the opportunity to bring that warring side of us home.
Absolutely. I watched something. I had bought this Aborigines DVD about whale dreamers.
Mm.
And one of the things they showed during the 2003, I think it was 2003, right before we went to war with Iraq, 35 million people protested the war in Iraq, and that's including Iraqians, Jews.
Mm.
And it was like, you know, the media, your basic media, didn't cover that at all. 35 million people were like, listen, let's choose forgiveness. Let's stop judging our neighbors as the enemy. And let's live in peace. I mean, we're exhausted from the warring. And it was like, wow, 35 million. They called it the biggest, largest peace rally that ever took place. And I was like, I didn't even know about that.
Right, neither did I.
Yeah, and it was like, I mean, they had pictures. They were, it was moving beyond, it's like, because they talk about the correlation where the whales went to the brink of extinction.
Mm.
And are making their return as we, almost as a culture and as a race, the human race, are taking ourselves to the brink. But we are now, even though it's not being broadcast on CNN and you know, the big guys, we are indeed making our comeback. Peace is making its comeback.
And then there's that, that number alone gives me real, and I think maybe this is, one of the big points here is that, you know, that number, you start getting closer to that critical mass because you don't need that equaling weight to actually tip things
exactly.
in the other direction. So,
exactly.
you know, that number, we can all go, oh, it's higher than I thought. you
Absolutely.
Know, people in the world are ready to hear this. And there will be a moment where that critical mass takes over, where it then will be on CNN and the mass, you know, media will have no choice. And I think
well,
they are
exactly.
in that direction.
Or Blog Talk Radio hosts will show you.
There we go.
I mean, the truth is our voice is it's coming up. You know, in other words, because we're, you know, because somebody said to me, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, they were like, you know, Barack Obama is making a difference, you know, and not just because he's our first black president, but how he's kind of speaking from a global perspective. And I was like, I go, it's not Barack making the difference. It's our consciousness that brought Barack into office.
Right, right.
You know, it was like, I know it's one of those, the chicken before the egg, but I was like, hey, McCain would have been there if that's where consciousness was still at.
Right. Well, I think all of those points are like the big, huge motivators to bring
yeah.
us out of the
yeah.
collective angst, the collective beating up and the exhaustion right now. So, you know,
yeah.
maybe this is our own form of therapy tonight when
<It's>
we get to remind ourselves, there are all these great signs out there. Let's pull ourselves away from the other stuff that says, wow, it's so tough out there right now. So.
Well, indeed, and I mean... One more thing, and then I know callers, I'm sorry, there was a caller that came on. I didn't know, they left, and it's like, I didn't realize you wanted to talk to Christina. If you call back, I will absolutely put you on if you'd like to speak to Christina. I figured most people wanted to just talk to Sophia, so I apologize. And what Christina just said, too, is I needed to speak with Christina.
Well,
I was having a challenging week.
Yeah, well, I think that human to human, I mean, of course, Sophia is going to offer us all wisdom, and it always helps to hear Sophia. Yet sometimes I think that human to human connection, that, you know, body to body, beating heart to beating heart connection is what, I mean, that's why we're here, right?
Absolutely. Well, because Sophia doesn't know of the pain in the body.
Right.
And I honor that there's an expandedness, but indeed, I mean, but I love your following and your audience. I did not mean to ignore the caller. I just assumed that they hit their hand because they were waiting for the channeling. So if you do call back, I will be happy to put you on.
We'll bring in Sophia soon. Yet I have to say, Goldie, that Sophia does experience body pain, especially through my body. She does.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I mean, I would assume if there was no body, there was no pain.
Well, I mean, that is the totality. Yet, Sophia, as she comes through my body, I'm someone that definitely, I mean, I have really enjoyed times where bringing her through when I have a cold or the flu, and to watch her response, which, you know, Sophia's been guiding humanity since the beginning of time. So mm-hmm. in her own right, she knows our pain. But to actually, like, witness her when I would, like, sneeze, and she's so funny. She's like, what an expression. Human sneeze. So I have to say, through my body, she's definitely got a workout. So.
Oh, wow. I learned something tonight. I did not know that. Okay. Hey, I honor that.
Well, we've never seen each other face-to-face before, but I do a very physical, so it's not for me just a mind-to-mind connection. I actually really let her take the whole physical expression as well. So mm-hmm. that's a little bit different than some channels really focus on the mind-to-mind connection. There is always going to be a body response in some ways, but as a dancer, I have the ability to completely open my body to her, so I do.
Ah, indeed. Well, it really must be quite the experience. I mean, feeling her in every cell.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, that's also some of the funny parts of when I'm sick is I actually have the desire, like, poor John will be like, no, we cannot channel for 10 hours because my instinct is to just channel because I feel better when she comes in.
Oh, right.
Her high frequency when I come back again because my body is so low, it almost crashes me a little bit further. So I've trained in this that I know how to, give myself enough dose of Sophia when I'm sick, and I have to be careful when I'm sick in terms of how much I channel her. But yeah, I just laugh because she's definitely through my body, since I'm someone that understands the world through body and pain, she's definitely got a lot of taste of that when she comes through me.
Right. Well, we appreciate you sharing that with her. So
yeah,
she has clearly it gives her the better understanding, so to speak, of what we are going through now, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And since we were complaining about pain today, I'll say that I'm one that has had lots of pain. So
yeah,
and my month has been painful. So there's my little form of complaint. Ouch.
Exactly. Well, I honor your pain. I honor how you express it. Because you never feel, it didn't feel like a martyr. It felt very, almost like I like the way we create a safe space to truly share our shadow sides, whether it be in the physical, the mental, or the emotional.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to have a safe space, and I welcome the callers that you can share too. I mean, this really is, it's okay, it's safe, it's understood. You know, and it's like we come together as a family by knowing that we're not alone going through these experiences. That there's, you know, it's not that misery loves company, but there is a comfort to know that, oh, you understand this exhaustion and this feeling like there's 10 pounds of rock on my back and I'm going up the hill. It's like I'm so tired.
Yeah. Well, I think from an expressive arts perspective, you would say misery wants expression. So misery needs expression. So an expressive arts community, I think, I imagine you and I get into the artfulness of discussion so that we're creating that space that says all expressions are welcome here. And again, from a therapeutic place, you know, expression is what heals. Expressing the pain, expressing the hardships heal as much as, you know, us, you know, focusing on the light, that we also have to express the dark in order to journey back to the light.
Absolutely. Well, in order to become whole and complete.
Exactly.
To go to whatever that next level is that is beyond duality. The expression is the acknowledgement and the honoring of it. Because, I mean, imagine if an expression is similar to almost like a child or, you know, a part that if we didn't honor it by expressing it, there would be a feeling of neglect. You know, like, well, what about me? And it's like, don't I matter? And it's like, well, of course you matter, because blessed be, you're here.
I know. So we're going to say, hey, ouches, it's all right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah, indeed. So, all right, let me, I'll give out the number. 646-929-2084. Please call in whoever was on the line before. I absolutely welcome your call in again. I do have a question that a gentleman sent me in from Facebook. So
yes.
we can get that. And
I'll give you guys Sophia if you're ready.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Goldie, it was great.
Christina, thank you. Really, I really honor our friendship. I mean that from the depth of my heart. I honor you.
Oh, I honor you. It's so much fun, actually. We have a good time together. So.
Indeed, indeed.
All
so
right,
thank
see
you
at the end. Thanks.
All right, love. Okay.
All right, good. And hello, my friend. It is Sophia, and I am honored to be with you tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm much better with you and Christina here. Thank you. I really enjoy our time that we spend together. I really do.
Grand. So knowing that you and Christina really did some expression, let's really dive into the question that was written in, and we will open the floor to anyone that wants to also call in. If nobody calls in as we are answering the question, then you and I can dive into whatever material surfaces.
Outstanding. Okay. This question is from Ollie. And the question was, having been offered a job on the subway back in the 3rd of September, I am still waiting for a start date after many delays. I was recently told that I must be patient until the last thing has been resolved before I will hear of my likely start date. I continue to look for other jobs as plan B, but my preferred choice would be doing... Okay, well, I'm going to kind of summarize. He asked for a job in the subway, but his passion is doing makeup work, makeup artist work on people in a busy department store. And he wants to know, the train job will offer me financial security while my makeup is my passion and wish to work in the fashion business for it. Please pardon my ability or lack of ability to speak. If you could ask this question to Sophia and reword it if necessary. Thank you, Ollie.
All right, good. It is such a great question, because what I am going to share is going to be a little opposite of what we have in the past heard other spiritual teachers speak about. So I'm just going to tell everyone, because this is for everyone listening, buckle our seatbelts right now. Okay?
All righty, I like it.
All right, so we have a choice between stability, the train job, yes, the subway job, and passion, the makeup, the expression job. So based on how the planet has evolved, how consciousness has evolved, that your internet, your World Wide Web has opened up so many opportunities for people, that there is so much sharing of passion, sharing of information, that it makes it very challenging. You ready, everyone? Hold on. It makes it very challenging to make a living, to have sustainability off of your passions. Because so much passions now are expressed through the internet for free. So in the past, we would say, all right, we are excited to start a new business. We are going to start a business. Our vibration is raised, and we start putting that frequency out that says, everyone in the world, come and know me. Now, it's not necessarily everyone in the world. It becomes your local market. In the past, your passion was felt by the people around you, so people were drawn to you, which helped you sustain your business. Because these days, what happens is that when people are drawn to check something out, they no longer go to their local market. They no longer feel the new person that has awakened to their passion right around the corner. They get on the web. Does this make sense, Goldie?
Oh, my, tremendously so. Very interesting. Please continue.
So what I am going to say to everyone is the practical route these days is to let your passion be something that you don't have to worry about paying the bills with, because it causes so much stress to pursue passion, because all of your soul is activated. Your loves and your fears are all activated in your passion. That all that activation, if you add the worry about sustainability, it somehow starts to crush that passion a bit. So my very practical advice for this current year, for this current time, from exactly where you are right now, is to choose a job that you're good at, that you like, that gives you sustainability, because no one likes to pay their bills. We will get on to the bigger picture of how do you like paying your bills another day. But for now, let's really look at the general vibration. No one likes to pay their bills, right?
Well, if I didn't have to, I wouldn't. But I can honestly say that for me, I'm happy that I always have the money to pay it, that I have trained myself to just be happy I have the money.
Exactly. Good for you, right?
Yeah,
so if we match paying the bills, we don't love our job. We like our job. Our job pays the bills, right?
Right.
And that frees us up emotionally to really then pursue our passions with no worries about financial. And when we do that, when we just dive into makeup, into fashion industry without worrying, how am I going to make it? How am I going to succeed in the field? When you forget about succeeding in the career, when you just dive into it because you love it, you will find that within 2 years, that opportunities will show up. Eventually, you can transition out of that job that provides stability because your passion will create it because you have no worry about it. You're not consumed with how you're going to make a career. You're so into it. You're having so much fun. You're, let's say, really facing your fears that also come up when you're being with your passion, that you open tons of doors because you're not focused on opening doors.
I think that's brilliant advice. I think that's brilliant.
So I say to most people, let your passion be your own little project. Let it be on the side. And it will take up more and more. It will expand itself in its own time. But everyone, let's get some sustainability. When you sustain yourself by paying your bills, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to have more confidence. And you're going to take all of that confidence and infuse it into your passion. Because most people are freaking out. Oh, well, I haven't made it in my passion. Oh, I haven't gotten anywhere. All that energy confuses the passion and makes it very hard to create a sustainable business out of it. So let's take the business out of it. Let's do it for the love and know that the business will show up.
Outstanding. You know, and I wanted to comment that when I first started on radio, I started on an AM radio station where I paid for my time. And when it really just came down to it that I couldn't afford to pay for my radio show, and Blog Talk Radio, bless Blog Talk Radio, came into my field of awareness, at first I thought it was a step down.
Yes.
But I've been on Blog Talk Radio, it'll be a year in May, I believe, April or May. And I can tell you, not having to pay for this has absolutely shifted my whole experience of being on the air. And also, I have larger audiences, even though I never really knew. It's very hard to tell how many people are listening when you're actually on a radio, where on Blog Talk Radio, it's all literally, archived through the numbers. I'm not a person that goes into the numbers, but, you know, when you have accessibility to see those numbers, I have absolutely seen everything that you just said, Sophia, is as I am relaxed and know that my show goes on because it goes on because I choose it to go on. I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to get sponsorship. I don't have to make the money.
Yes.
It is hands down becoming a better show.
Yes.
So namaste. I live that, what you just said. And I believe that this going from what they call terrestrial radio, which is, you know, above the ground, to the internet radio is going to turn out to be the greatest shift I ever did. I really believe that with all my heart.
Good. And you are just validating that when you free yourself from responsibility, from I have to, oh my God, what am I going to do? When you free yourself from that energy, that's when everything blooms. So to everyone listening, I say to you, find that job that gives you stability and then pursue your passions on the side, knowing one day those passions will be your job because you're not focused on them being your job. I am here to speak on practicalities, the practicality of being on your earth right now. And there is so much transition here. There is so much change here. Stability is one of the most important things I can offer to all of those that are sensitive. Stabilize your world, for the world is becoming very unstable. So the more you stabilize your world, the easier it will be for you to pursue all of your loves, all of your purposes.
And so it is. Awesome. Okay, we have a caller. I think it's the person that called before. 845, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John. Thanks. Wait, was it you that had called prior?
Yes, because my phone was dying.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you called back. Okay, please feel free to engage with Sophia.
Okay. Sophia, I have a problem, and it's probably not that important with you maybe, but it is to me. My wife passed about 17 months ago, and it would be on the 29th.
Yes.
And I feel I might be ready to have a relationship with another woman.
Good. So let me start, John. Every problem of yours is very important to me, okay? Is that okay that I say that?
Thank you.
Good, for you are precious to me. I am here to facilitate every single person's awakening. So your journey is sacred to me. So let's say, Sophia, I have a very important question for you. Let's go back and reframe, right?
Okay, Sophia, I have a very important question for you.
Good, because what you do is you hold your importance, and your importance is equal to my importance. Is that okay, John?
Yes, it is.
Good. So let's talk about how much you have really spent time digesting, being present with your wife's crossing. I really want to honor all of the work you have done. And I want to say that by looking at it, being present with your emotions, and getting in there with all that you have felt, yes, beloved, you are very much ready to go out in the world and say, I am now ready to open myself to a new relationship. Does that feel right to you?
Yes.
Good. So what I want you to do right now, with the hand that's free, I want you to pat yourself on the back and say, good job, right?
Good job, yes.
Good job. Because most people will begin to look for a new relationship because they haven't looked at the old, and they're looking for the new to solve the pain, to try and cover up the mourning. You haven't. You have been present. You have mourned. You have done a lot of work. So I truly honor that you are ready. How does it feel to have reflection that you really are ready?
It actually feels very good, but I have two different women that I'm interested in, and I'm at a quandary.
Good. Good.
That's a good place to be, John.
It is a great place to be, and it is the evidence, right? So let's say I honor the quandary, and we're going to get into that. But let's say that two people are showing up because it's double validation that you have done the work in regards to your wife. Does that make sense? You have created two women to say, oh, yes, they are showing up in double amount so that you can really, it's not put to rest, it's to honor and validate all of the processing you have done. So we have to first understand that the two women are showing up to validate that you have made peace with your relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. That's the first message, right?
Yeah.
Double trouble, right? To remind you of how grand you have done on this journey. So double trouble is showing up to say you went through all of the trouble. And sometimes it feels like trouble because it's a lot of stuff to deal with when a loved one crosses. So let's first say again, good job, right?
Good job.
Good job, and now what do I do with double trouble, right?
Yes.
All right, here we are, double trouble. So what I want you to do is put one woman in your right hand and one woman in your left hand if you're on the phone. This may be difficult, but metaphorically we can imagine it. And tell me which hand goes more weighted down, which hand goes up and which hand goes down. You don't have to tell me who's in what hand, but just tell me right or left goes down.
Hello? I think we lost our caller.
That is all right. We will wait for him to call in, yes?
Okay, but okay, because if he was listening to it, because he might have hung up the phone trying to do the technique. So, of course, maybe just give a closing or something, because he can always go back to the archive.
Good. All right. So we'll keep going. Yeah?
And but if he calls in, of course, I will absolutely bring him in. I don't, you know, I want him to have, God bless it, you know, the wisdom he seeks in his quandary.
So we got right hand and left hand. We're holding one woman in each hand. So let's say the right hand goes down. We're going to call the right hand side the practical side and the sun side, as well as the masculine side. We're going to call left-hand side unconscious moon and the feminine side. So whichever side that goes more weighty, let's say it goes more weighty to the right, we're going to call that sun, to the left moon. Whichever side is more weighty, weighted down, it's asking you to look at that woman that's in that side and really look that there is a lot of substance there, that that woman is showing up to help you look at something that is either conscious or unconscious, depending on which side, yes, we are weighted on.
Right.
And in that moment, the part that is weightier is yourself leaning in that direction, because part of you needs to understand a message on that side, unconscious or conscious. So I'm not saying that is the right woman, but that's the woman that's got a lot of the meat and the juices, yes? Meaning that there is a lot of story in there. There is a lot of information there about your purpose or about your unfolding in life. So the other side, yes, the woman that's on the lighter side, that's the woman that is not so serious, that's not going to evoke a lot of the meaty, the essence of how we figure our place out in the world. So I ask the question, do you want to get serious right now? Because the serious woman is the weighty woman, yes, the one that's weighted down.
Right.
Or are you called to be lighter and a little more playful? Now, I can't answer that question for you, because you really have to ask. Your mind may say, well, of course, I want to go with the woman that has more essence, more weight to it. But you know what? Sometimes our soul asks us to just go on the light side, just have a little bit of fun right now. So I want you to ask your soul, John, which side does your soul desire right now? Light, playful, or in there and deep? And instead of letting your mind answer it, ask your body, ask your emotions to answer it. So your mind might immediately answer, but then we're going to wait and see what unfolds in your life, because you might see images of sun over and over and over again, which says, ooh, go for the light side. You might start to see the synchronicity of your life is going to show up to say, one of these women, it's going to be easier for you, because really that's what the soul is telling you right now. Oh, go nice and meaty or go nice and light. We'll see which your soul desires. Does that make sense, Goldie?
Outstanding. My question is, could we use this type of discerning with other choices in life?
Very much so, yes. We have choices. The scale always works, yes. The scale, whenever it's pulled in one direction, the downward side is going to tell you where all the juice, all the material, all the underbelly is, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then the light-hand side is going to tell you, ah, this is the lighter, this is the easier side. And easier is, it's true, it's the easier side. The light-hand side is the easier, but some of us don't learn by the easier side. Some of us over and over again want the meatier choice. So it's to really ask yourself the question, sometimes light is easier than the dark, or it's not really light or dark, it's easier versus more meaty, if we put it in that way.
Would that definition also go for some things are more soul-based and other things might be more physical, third-dimensional-based? And
all of it is soul-based. Everything.
Yeah, I said, as soon as I said that, I went, this doesn't feel right that I'm asking this. Please continue.
Everything is soul-based. It's just a lot of times our mind tells us, oh, go in the meatier direction versus the scale, the understanding the scale. Sometimes you will get messages that says, no, the lighter one is the one that is going to provide more for you. So neither one is right or wrong. It's just about what's, and I always am going to show the easier side right now. What is the easiest way to get your information? Sometimes it's going with the media stuff, because sometimes you need that meatier information, but sometimes we can laugh and play and get that same information.
Absolutely.
So there's no right or wrong. The scale gives us an opportunity to say, which way do we go and where do we really feel drawn to, in terms of not our mind tells us, but where are our emotions drawn, and what do the synchronicities of our life keep on showing us? Because our mind always quickly answers, but our life around us might tell us otherwise.
Now, what if the scales actually don't tip? And I mean, could the answer be for a bit, in John's situation, have both women as a part of his experience?
So equal weight means, all right, yes, neither one is not meatier than the other, one's not lighter than the other, then you can say you might choose to have both at the same time, the scale is holding them there for you, or you might also say it matters not. Right.
Exactly. Like almost let it unfold how it is going to unfold, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So again, the equal scale gives you choices as well. Choose both or randomly choose. It matters not. There's no right or wrong answer. Just like there's no right or wrong answer with the scale tipping, it's just a matter of asking the question and letting it unfold the answer instead of the mind always answering, because the mind always has a tendency to go in one direction. That's why we use the scale.
Absolutely. No, it's an exquisite, once again, you know, we create exquisite visuals. I love it. I really do
good.
Love it.
Ah, visuals. You're reminding me of homework.
You remember, I did not blog this month. And ironic, I thought about you on several occasions. I mean, truly. And it was
good.
It was tremendous resistance for me, to be quite honest.
Good. So instead of thinking in any way I'm judging you, just throw your truth out. So don't defend it. Throw your truth out. Hey, Sophia, I didn't do my homework. I thought of you many times. I didn't do my homework. So claim that you're not doing your homework was powerful.
Oh, thank you. Indeed. Well, and I, this is almost like that scale thing. I am very much, I'm extremely tired on many occasions. You know, I've spoken of it as the past week, but this has been easily my last month's experience where I feel like there's much inner work going on, and at this point, my energy where I'm focusing it is I'm trying to pull things out of my dream state from my time that I'm awake, like when in the morning or even in the middle of the night, which I wake up all the time, I'm trying to keep a level of a consciousness through breath and stuff that I can literally remember each experience as though it's just another dimensional reality, because I believe that it is, and it's exhausting trying to do this.
Look at the amount of times you have said, try, I'm trying, I'm trying.
Yeah.
So, can I offer you another perspective right
now? Oh, please.
Oh, very good. All right. So, let's say we are going from 2009 into 2010. Let's look at the 10, the 10. We could say 10 actually equals the language of binary code. We are familiar with ones and zeros, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in some ways, you can imagine that as a society, as a culture, the 10 is starting to open you up to much bigger universal language, because binary code is universal language. So this switching from 9 to 10 is going to a much more galactic perspective or a universal perspective. So instead of just being about my life and wherever I'm existing, we are now opening up to global perspective and even galactic perspective. So those that are awakened are going to have a more galactic perspective. Those that are unawake yet or still asleep are going to have a much more global perspective. Am I making sense?
I resonate with that tremendously. We have a caller. Can we? Is it okay to come back to this?
Don't come back, beloved.
Okay, because I want to honor the callers. I love you, Sophia. Thank you. Okay. 985, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey, thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, beloved. How can I be of service tonight?
Okay. My question is, I've been working to get my adrenal glands back in, like, perfect condition, and I've been going to an alternative medicine doctor, and I wanted to know if there's something else that I can do besides what I'm doing with supplements and green products, and if the adrenal glands have a connection to aging skin. I am not the age that I should be aging the way my skin, and it's just happened in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes, good.
And before then, my skin was beautiful, and then just all of a sudden, and it continues. I would like to have some help for that and reverse that and clear it up and get my systems going.
Good.
In harmony again.
Yes, I love your recognition that you have the power to reverse it. So let's imagine tonight you're calling for the information underneath this adrenal gland deficiency or taxing on your adrenal gland. So let's say that adrenal glands are all about high levels of stress or us, let's say, avoiding. So I'll be very careful here. We'll come back around and answer some questions. But let's imagine that the adrenal glands is some taxing event in our lives that somehow has been suppressed, put down, or it hasn't been expressed specifically, and it hasn't been expressed enough. So let's imagine, beloved, that this taxing on your body, this seeming to age quicker than the actual aging process, is a form of you're getting older because this energy or this old story is weighing you. This old story is aging you because it hasn't had a form of expression. So it's not that you have to reveal your story on air, but does this make sense? There is an old storyline that is haunting you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Ah, it makes sense. Good. So you know a form of the story I'm speaking of. It consciously comes to mind right now.
Yes.
Good. So what it's asking you is to find ways to express it. So let's imagine we utilize a journal. So it is to write some of this out, but it's beyond just written expression. Adrenal glands are usually because adrenals or adrenaline needs to be activated. So part of this practice would be to find a place that you're free to express. So let's imagine maybe we have to go to the woods by ourselves. Maybe we could work with a therapist that it's okay to scream. But what I would want from you, or what your body is wanting from you, is to express through sound, through movement, through crying, through throwing pillows, through smashing glass, through any actual adrenaline-based energy where you let it out of your body in the biggest way you know how. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Good. So we have two things. So we begin with writing it out, expressing it through writing or some third dimensional, meaning you record it. So you could speak it out if you wanted to, but you need to make sure you record it. The writing it out is a great way to actually purge it out and say to the universe, you put it somewhere. So writing it out and then expressing it physically. And what that's going to do, it's going to activate that old storyline and it's going to purge it out of the body. And once it's out of the body, then your adrenal glands will come back into balance. They're out of balance because it wants to activate you to take action. How do you feel when I say all this?
It sounds right. It sounds okay, yes.
Good. So for a moment, I am going to do a small little exercise with you, okay?
Okay.
So right now, I'm going to ask your voice, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me and see if you can find my tone, because my tone's not going to be nice, because you have this sweet little beautiful voice, yes? And I love your voice, yes?
Yes.
It's nice and gentle, but what I'm asking you to do is adrenaline, yes? Adrenaline and testosterone, and that's all, not all nice, okay? So you ready to repeat after me?
Yes.
Okay, so we start with I am. Getting pissed.
Getting pissed.
I am mad. I am sick and tired.
I am sick and tired.
Of being beat up.
Of being beat up.
And I am putting my boxing gloves on.
And I am putting my boxing gloves on.
Do not mess with me.
Do not mess with me.
Because I will hit you.
Because I will hit you.
Good. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Woo! I love it. Woo! That was hot, my friend. Good girl.
Good. The adrenal glands are asking you to pump up your intensity, and that's what will activate, again, that will level your adrenal glands. And just by working with your voice, you're going to find that this activation we have done, practice a stronger voice. That's going to bring up the adrenaline. It's going to bring the storyline forward and make it easier for you. How does your body feel right now?
It's like bouncing around.
Good, because that bouncing is the activation. We did it, right?
Yes.
Woo! Yeah?
Woo! I love it.
Great. Yeah.
Good. So one more thing before before you go, the free hand that's not holding the phone, I actually want you to just throw a couple of punches out there and make a noise. Good. I love the laugh. You're going to laugh a lot in this, yes?
Good, yes.
Because it's not going to be natural to you right away. So you'll laugh because it seems very silly, but eventually those punches are what your body needs. Because there are a couple of old storylines, there are a couple of energies in your life that could really use a punching, right?
Yes.
It would be nice to metaphorically punch that jerk, yes, that thing in your life that has happened to you. And that permission to punch is really freeing because that has been held in your body for a long time. So the more we activate your body's going to start to reverse the aging process because the aging is all about not acting. It's becoming inactive. It's us contracting into ourselves. So I'm asking you to expand. The expansion will reverse any process. And you already know, you already told me that you know you have the ability to reverse this. So how exciting, yes?
Yes, very exciting.
Good. Thank you so much, beloved, for calling in. And your question is really serving many. For many people are having hormonal out of balance right now. And when you ask, what's the story? What's underneath? Then all of the naturopathic remedies you're getting combined with the therapeutic understanding is going to bring you into balance.
Right.
Thank you, beloved. I honor you, yes?
Thank you, and I honor you. Much love and gratitude to you.
Thank you, my friend. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's hot.
We are all warm now, right?
Yeah. I just love the idea of women expressing themselves. I mean, like me and Christina were doing at the beginning of the show, you know, let's have a bitch fest, man. Let's definitely express ourselves because it actually youthens us. It youthens us to express ourselves. That's amazing.
Good. So let me bridge right off of this, the bitch fest you just spoke about. Thank goodness we're on the internet.
Well, actually, I say, but right, no, but bitch is allowed, I think, even on AM, so
well,
it's all good, though.
Reminder,
no problem.
Never mind. I don't always know those rules, yeah?
Yeah, no problem, no problem.
I'm always very careful on public.
And policy. I honor that. That's but right, we have free reign here, so it's beautiful.
Good, so let me go back and say, right now, from the transition from 2009 to the 2010,
okay,
we are opening up to global perspectives, universal points of view, and what happens is the universe is shaking everyone to awake. So even those that are awake, you could say that the universe is offering a form of, excuse the language, but a bitch slap right now. That the universe is bitch slapping everyone, excuse the language, yeah?
No, it's okay. Speak freely because it's how we all feel. You are truly saying, I believe, how, if not all of us, many of us feel this.
Good. Well, the universe is giving you that big slap right now to awaken you to the thing you most need to evolve. So you ready for me to translate this for you, Goldie?
Oh, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Sophia, thank you.
So let's say the universe, let's say God, Goddess, let's say whatever you want to call it. You could call it Sophia if you'd like.
Okay.
It's pressing the button or bitch slapping you into going to sleep, resting, because you have been actively figuring it out. Go, go, go. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. On the path of evolution, I am going to expand, right?
Yes.
Good. The thing required for your expansion now, beloved, is rest.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, you just had, that was such an aha that I didn't even see coming.
Wow. So it's not about figure out what's going on in your dreams, trying to interpret. That's not resting.
It's not either. I'm exhausted when I wake up. I mean, I'll sleep and I'm still tired because I'm setting all these intentions. Bring it back. Bring it back. Be conscious. Don't. In other words, don't rest. Continue to work.
So get that I, you could call it I if you'd like, or the universe is bitch slapping you into resting.
Oh, wow, that is so fascinating. Thank you. Indeed.
Good. So let me translate. We heard the channel tonight. We heard Christina speak about, ouch, my body, the flu, I hurt myself, because her message, the universe is slapping her to say, take care of your body. So not in the same way as yours, which is yours is clearly sleep. Hers has to do with her physicality, how she eats, how she exercises. It's all about gentle taking care of the body. So whatever is going on, whatever hardship is happening to you, ask, what is the universe slapping me right now? So if we have had, I will use something personal, if we have had a friend of ours that experienced a trauma, something that has happened to them, understanding that's their own slapping into awakening, and there is a very powerful message for them. Everyone is struggling right now because the universe is doing its damnedest to tell you the exact thing, the one exact thing you require to expand. To step into this universal energy.
It's almost literal, isn't it?
It is very literal. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out, but it does take a genius because it's so simple that it's complex.
Except that we look right past it.
Yeah, so you're saying, oh, my sleeping is so bad, it's so bad. No, sleeping is the entire message.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? So, ouch, my body is in pain. You heard the channel say, ouch. We'll stop doing things that create the ouch. Real simple.
Right.
So let's say for her, the flu was about helping people, and the ouch today was about overextending herself. Gentle is her message. Yours is sleep. So the woman who just called in, box, yes, adrenal glands not working, yes, get the adrenals going, yes, simple, adrenal gland, that sounds a lot like adrenaline. Adrenal is about feeling alive, activity, adrenaline, action. Right?
Well, indeed.
Oh, the gentleman that called, I'm in the quandary of two women, yes?
Yeah.
That is about relationships for him, being present with relationships and working with that scale, yes? Balancing things out in his universe. So everything that's happening right now is so in your face, giving you a clear message about what is going to really help you in your expansion. The one or two, some people will get two, some might get three, but most are going to get one clear message on the thing that's going to help you expand.
Could you continue too? Because I was fascinated with what you had started before about the 10 being the one and the zero and the galactic and the opening that you were saying we're going into next year?
So let's say binary language, yes? The one and zero. There's all these different combinations of one and zero that open up to a much more galactic perspective. So not everyone uses language in the way that you do here. And let's even say here. Let's focus on here first. Let's say that most people believe what is said, yes,
right,
is the form of communication. If you were to pay attention, if you would look at some of the shows that are out there right now, one very important one, Lie to Me. So it's all about body language and how your body language never lies. It's actually physiology that activates when you're telling a lie or when your body is in opposition, when you're saying something that's in opposition of what you actually think or believe, your body will reveal it. It has no choice but to reveal it because the universe always shows truth. So you can speak all you want, but your body is always going to show the truth.
Okay, and that's dousing, right? That's a part, or muscle testing.
That is all of that, right?
Right.
So what is happening is we're going to use the 1-0, a new language is showing up. So the 1-0 being binary language, a new language. So here, actually where we are right now on the third dimension on Earth, life as we know it right here, we're going to open up that communication is much more complicated than just words.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right? So that's the masses awakening, okay? That's the 80% realizing that, let's say 50% of what people say is not actually what they mean. And we're going to start to see that reality. We're going to start to see that people's body language, that our telepathic abilities, telepathic abilities, are going to really start to pump up where someone's going to say, I'm going to use a very basic example here. Oh, Goldie, I like your dress. And you clearly look at them and you say, no, you don't.
Right.
And they say, well, what do you mean? Yes, I do. I don't know. I have a strong physical sense that you don't. And when you did it, you sprinkled your nose. I noticed it looked like, ew, I got smelly or something, right? I noticed your face, which says, no, you don't. So why do you have to say you like my dress? It's because they so dislike it, they don't know what to do. They have to find a form of expression, right?
Well, it's a fear of telling the truth, like meaning there's a fear of around this whole idea if we speak our truth, you know, A, we won't be liked, we won't be accepted, all that kind of stuff, no?
Yes, truth is coming forward. Truth is revealing itself through many forms of communication. So let's say a new language is arriving. The 1-0 represents a new language is arriving to reveal truth. Whether anyone wants truth to be revealed or not, we are no longer able to cover truth up. So if we go back to what I spoke about in 2008, yes, the opening up and down, equal on top, as above is below, yes? That no longer are we able to keep secrets, that all of the locks have now been destroyed on keeping things veiled or secret. So this is a continuation of that,
indeed.
That no longer can we keep anything hidden. There are no more closets that are officially kept underground. All closets have come to the surface. All locks have been destroyed.
Now, this has to do with what Christina was mentioning before about the window that used to open around the October 31st and the November 5th. That's not shutting anymore?
Yes. So let's say this year is the first time that we call it the veils opening and closing, that the veils have officially stayed open, meaning that all of the communications, all of the sensations that you feel as an intuitive, that's because you have awakened and learned how to reach beyond the veil. There is no more reaching beyond the veil because there is no more veil. The veil, there is a veil, but it is open. It is permanently at the place of open now. So everyone is going to have these experiences where people are going to start saying, oh, yes, really, I've been noticing that the phone rings and I know who it is, or I have an idea of who it is, or I think about someone and they call. So that from a universal perspective, everybody is now turning on the light bulb of psychic. Or what we would call sensitive or intuitive.
Yeah, that's a profound, you know, statement of what we're going to experience, that veil is not closing.
Yes, hello, psychic or sensitive have arrived. So that all of the everything seeming to be very dramatic is because people are not used to experiencing the holidays like this. So you feel a frenzy, a need to have the holidays exist for 2 months instead of 1 month. Christmas now is all of November and all of December.
Exactly.
Because the energy of December is so intense that the masses need acclimating time. They need to acclimate. They need to spread out the energy for 2 months. Because it's new to them, right? They're not used to, they're used to being normally just running around tired, but not sensitive tired, right?
Well, no, exactly. And there, it's right. And the sensitive is that it's also the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects.
Good. Mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. It's all four.
Right. Well, but meaning what they're experiencing, they're used to the physical tired. They're not used to the mental, the three non-physical ones.
Yes, but let's also take the physical, because as you start to sense emotional, right, all the huge emotionality, so they go into a shopping mall, and in the past they've been able to turn off all of the emotional.
Right.
Right? All of the other people's mental, so they just got their own mental going on, and they only have the physical tiredness of whatever is walking through the mall and shopping.
Right, right, right.
Now they are feeling all the emotions, they're sensing people's storylines, and their bodies are not just tired from the walking, from the spending, their bodies are exhausted from feeling all the emotions, from hearing all the thoughts of everyone else.
I mean, the malls are going to do really bad this year, because, I mean, I haven't been in a mall, let alone during the Christmas season, which, of course, now, like you said, is now November as well. I mean, wow, it's really going to affect commerce as we know it.
But let's say that people don't know any better yet, so that this is the year people are going to go to the malls just like they always have. They don't know any better yet. They
have
that's
true. Okay, okay, right, right. So they're going to experience it differently, completely.
So you're going to hear a lot of the mainstream being like, oh, wow, why is it so intense out there? Oh, my God, the crowds are worse than they've ever been. Well, in crowds, yes?
So yeah.
Experiencing the crowds differently than you ever have.
Oh, my, that is, I mean, I'm almost thinking to myself, you know, there's the term going postal. I'm really picturing, like, things breaking out now in malls during shopping season because they're not used to it. All of it kind of rushing at them and in reaction as opposed to response, you know.
From our perspective, let's just promote that instead of going postal, which is them exploding in public because
right.
they can't deal with it, let's say that they're going to have that type of awakening.
Yes, indeed. Indeed,
in
thank
their
you.
Safe environments at home.
Yeah.
That everyone is going to take these chaos energies and bring them into a safe environment. That's what you're doing with Christina here today. You're creating a safe environment.
Yes.
Explode your ouches, your tiredness, your message, right?
No, right, like the caller in a safe space yelling and punching but not going postal. I absolutely
exactly.
honor,
so let's,
yes.
Let's not promote the postal.
No, agreed,
postal
agreed, right. This is not that kind of reality show. We're another reality show.
So we can understand where the postal comes from. The postal is a form of energy that builds and builds and builds, and there is no safe place for expression.
Indeed.
Going postal is also tapping into collective energies that person expresses collectively,
mm-hmm.
because we haven't expressed our emotionality anywhere else in the world.
Oh, I'm so glad we do these shows, Sophia. This is really, really good stuff. You're exquisite. We have another caller, too. So let's.
So before you take the caller, take a breath. Take a deep breath. And remember, beloved, you're tired. Don't forget that. Remember, you're tired. Okay. So just sit back and relax.
Okay.
I work with the caller, okay?
Yeah, no, you really are sensitive, Monica. Indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. So who do we got on the line?
We have 860. You're on the air.
Hi, Goldie. And hi, Sophia. This is Al.
Hey, Al.
Hey, how are you? I just got a question for you, Sophia, and things. I was listening on your YouTube about the, I'm getting lost here. I'm bad in words and things. I'm not a talker.
That's all right. You're doing fine. Are you driving, beloved?
No.
You're not driving.
No.
Okay. Good.
And things about your eternal attraction. Are you saying you have the positive and negative poles?
Yeah.
where you send out the positive, and usually you get a reaction comes back as positive.
Yes.
But it seems like I send out positive, I get negative back.
Good. So let's talk about what I have been recently talking about, which is exactly what you're saying. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So for every positive act we put out, what happens is the universe swings in the other direction and creates a negative energy, a negative. So every positive thought we put out, let's just use thought first, and then we'll move to action. For every positive thought we put out, it creates a negative thought to balance out that positive, because the negative wants understanding. The negative wants us to understand that it's part of the whole. So let's use an example. Every time someone, let's say, goes on a diet, yes, they make all of these good choices, they seem to make progress, and in one foul swoop, boom, all of these bad parties, Christmas parties, all these things come up, and it seems that the universe is testing us. And that is what a polar planet is all about. For every time we make a positive action, there's going to be a negative reaction that happens. That the negative is asking us to not get consumed by it. Because the only way we really know the positive is by knowing the negative. Am I making sense so far?
Yes.
Okay, so now that you recognize, well, it seems that law of attraction doesn't work, because every time I put out positive, I get negative. Because it's waiting for you to not buy into or be consumed by the negative. So every positive action, a negative action is going to show up so that you say, oh, hello, there you are, the opposite swing. Hi, thank you. Thank you for reminding me that I know the positive by understanding the negative. So instead of buying into it, I'm just going to say hello to it, and I'm not going to get consumed by it. It's not going to take me over. What happens is you put out positive messages, and a negative one comes back, and you say, bah humbug, it doesn't work. Well, it does work. It's waiting for you to honor the negative so that the pendulum now swings back into the middle, and again, it can allow you to actualize the positive and the negative all together, which become the balance point of view. Am I making sense to you?
Yes. No. No.
Good. So throw out an example in your life. Give me, in your world, is this relationship-wise, is this work-wise, where does it seem that you're putting out positive things and getting negative? Because then we're just going to make sense of it for you.
Let's see, family-wise, you know, you could say, haven't seen my kids for a while and things, and every time I try to, you know, get together with them or even connect with them, it always comes back negative. You know, I can never, you know, get that next step through. It's just like a wall in a way.
Good. Okay, so let's look at this. So your children, in a way, are reflecting back to you. So I'm going to ask you to really get grounded. So wherever you are you sitting down right now, or are you standing?
Standing.
I want you to really connect with your feet and really get grounded. So feel your feet. Imagine almost like roots coming out of your feet, because we're going to really ground you right now. I'm also going to surround you in a blue bubble. So imagine this, we have seen in Wizard of Oz when Glinda the Good Witch comes down. Imagine a bubble like that surrounding you so that you are in this sacred place. So you're standing and you're rooted to the ground and in the sacred place. Because I'm going to share some things that at first might go, ouch, but I really want you to wait for the wisdom that's going to unfold out of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say with children. Children are always testing. Do our parents unconditionally love us? Anytime we have families that, let's say, are separated, that there's divorce, that we're not able to be with our families, this is a huge theme that comes up. Children project a lot of storylines, a lot of energy gets infused. So whether or not our family is together or not, all children are going to ask the question, am I unconditionally loved? So they are going to challenge that perspective over and over again. Now, when we have circumstances that have been very misunderstood. So let's say your children have their own ideology, their own understanding of who you are, what the scenario has been, what your actions have meant. They have their own ideas that are not necessarily based in truth. They are based in their own interpretation of what has unfolded. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
So every time you try and show them love, what shows up is their doubt. No, you don't really love me. That's not real. No, I don't want that. Because they are testing your ability to say, I do unconditionally love you. No matter what you think of the circumstances, no matter what you think of me, no matter what you think of what has unfolded, the reality is, I unconditionally love you no matter what. That has never, ever changed. That is your truth, right, beloved?
Yes.
So their rejection of you is actually the universe's way for you to embrace their rejection, to continually be determined to show them over and over again. No matter, doesn't matter that they reject it. The rejection is to say that they really need you to keep on showing it. The rejection is because you can't know love until you don't know love. So their rejection is rejecting your love. I'm not going to know your love, because that's going to help them know your love even more. Because, beloved, it's going to challenge you to keep on being creative, to keep on forging down that path that says, I will never stop expressing my love for you. No matter what hurtful thing you say, no matter how you push me away, it doesn't change the fact that I love you.
Right.
How does this feel when I say this?
Happier, you know, more understanding-wise.
Good, and you know what? This is the challenge of every single dad out in the world, because let's be honest, yes, the masculine side, yes, we are not taught when we were young to express things. We're not taught to express love, right? We are taught to express testosterone, to express power, to express a whole other thing. So what you are experiencing is the challenge of every dad in the world, because children really want to know that their dads love them, and dads don't know how to express that love. Am I right?
Right.
I am right, yes? Yeah. It is a truth. It's not a judgment. It's just a truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing is your children are reflecting the children of the world that says, Dad, practice, figure it out. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. Reveal yourself. Drop your guard. Be vulnerable. Cry. Do whatever it takes. And I'm not saying cry. I'm saying just get practice and get uncomfortable in expressing your love, because that is what your children need. That's what the children of the world need.
No.
So really, you ready? Let's have fun with it now. So I've given you all the hard stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you ready to have fun with it?
Yes.
Okay, so your challenge is to be quirky now, to be the dad that is relentless, that even though they say, oh, I don't want to see you, oh, I don't know, oh, that's not working out, they're upset, you continue to send cards, you continue to send little gifts, you write little notes, you send little phone calls, you do little texts. So I'm going to ask you this Christmas, and it doesn't mean spend money, beloved. It means to be like, you know how moms are sappy? Yes, mom puts little notes in their lunch boxes. It asks you to become the mom for a little bit. Become sappy, right?
Yeah.
In whatever playful fun. So I'm not saying you have to do it in a mom way. So a dad way may be to send funny joke cards, not all sappy cards. So I'm not asking you to be that which you're not yet, but I'm asking you to express yourself in whatever quirky, fun, easy way. So I'm not asking you to go all out there, but the easiest way you know how, just keep on making contact with your kids. So for guys, for men, jokes are great. Cards with jokes are great. Yep. All little, let's go see a baseball game. Did you watch this show? I watched this show. Connect with whatever your kids are doing. Do some research and tell them. So if you, so are these children, tell me the age of your children.
Oh, they're adults really now. Things are,
adults, okay. Yeah. Whatever they're into, find a way to dive into that a little and say something to them about it. And as much as you think adult children won't like wacky cards, adult children are always still wanting love from their parents. So quirky little playful cards, childlike things will still go over greatly in the long run. Not in the short run, in the long run. This is about the long haul to get there. But you can laugh and have fun along the way because it's tenacity that gets us there.
No, okay.
And the understanding that it really takes a big soul to recognize that all children wish for their dad to express. And it's just going to take a little while for you to get comfortable doing so.
Yeah.
Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Because notice how my interpretation at first, it feels like your children are young because all of the issues that are coming at you are young children perspective. When I feel them, they feel like teenagers to me.
Yeah. When
because I'm reading their energy. And in response to you, they're acting like teenagers, right?
Yeah.
We'll know that, and teenagers are all about air to my parents' love, and you just have to continue to give it to them no matter how they're acting out, right?
Right.
So see them as unruly teenagers right now, but you're determined to give them love no matter what crap they send you.
Yeah.
Good.
True.
All right, so Goldie, we're going to ask all of the listening audience to just send your way. Is this okay? We're going to send to you the courage. So we're going to send to you the lion, yes, which asks you to be uncomfortable in expression right now. Is that okay, beloved?
Oh, please, it's exquisite.
Good. And for you, does it feel okay to receive that we're going to send you courage? Does that feel okay?
Albert.
Yes.
That's okay for you?
Yes.
All right, so know that a whole bunch of courage energy is going to come your way, and know we're all applauding you on reaching out to your bratty teenage kids right now and telling them you love them, okay?
Yes.
All right, beloved, thanks so much for calling tonight. It's such an honor. You have shared something so important with everyone that will listen, which is dads have it hard. Dads really have to work at expressing themselves. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Albert.
Thank you.
All right, namaste.
Namaste.
All right, we have another caller, and I think it might be John. I'm not sure, though. 845, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, it's me again. My phone died again.
Yeah, no problem. Please continue if you want to with Sophia.
Yes, please.
So, John, noticing the time right now, I want to say to you that we actually answered your question. So it's going to be really interesting for you to go back and to listen to the archives, for we spent a lot of time, Goldie and I, going into it, which I'll sum it up, which is about a version of utilizing scales and evaluating energy. There's a reason why two women are showing up in your life right now, and through this exercise I gave, it's going to help you find your answer. Is that okay?
Yes, but I feel bad about hurting one of them.
All right, I want you to really feel that the truth of the matter is right now that they have come into your life for a reason. So if one were to be hurt, there is a reason why she is experiencing that hurt right now. It helps her in the long run. Let's imagine if there is one that you choose and the other that you have to let go of, you're evoking old pain that has to do with other parts of her life that is really important for her to look at right now. So instead of worrying about that person's pain, I'm going to ask you to trust it, that it's important for whichever to experience that disappointment, because that disappointment is going to help them in their life.
Okay.
All right, beloved. Thank you so much, and enjoy listening to the archives, yes?
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, beloved. Thank you, my friend. Namaste.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye now. Sophia, you are exquisite. You are truly exquisite.
Good. Thank you, beloved. So what I would like to do, noticing the time, if that's okay, I just want to do a small bit of wrapping up right now.
Oh, please. Of course. Of course.
Bringing the energy into close and allowing the channel to come back to do all the details here, yeah?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. So let's really hear one of the messages that have been discussed both through Goldie, Christina, and Sophia is the veils are open right now, that the world is in a mass awakening. And once you know that, you can remove yourself from the collective awakening and ask, what is the universe challenging me right now? What is my big thing that's happening right now? And that very particular message is the thing that's going to help me evolve, help me expand into a new consciousness. So whatever way you're getting beat up right now, it's purposeful. It's a message. So separate the collective with the personal and ask, what is Sophia? You could say it's me. What is Sophia trying to tell me? Goldie is going to rest. Christina is going to be gentle. Al is going to reach out to his children. What is your beat up asking you to do right now? Because right now is a challenging time, but there is a gift in the challenge.
Mm. I love you, Sophia. Thank you.
I love you. I love all that are listening today. And remember, everyone that's connecting here, as a community, we are coming together to offer each other support, to offer each other clear and safe place for expression. So know, when you listen to this archive, you can speak out loud. Sophia, here is my question. You can talk to the radio, even if it's a week later, a month later, a year later. Use this opportunity as an opportunity to express yourself, because that's why we're here.
It is so fun dancing with you, and the show is, I love the interaction we are getting from the world. Thank you so much for everyone that interacted on the air. It just seems so, like every call was a universal experience.
Exactly. So we honor all, and that's why we come together, to honor all stories, and most specifically our own story. So we honor the collective, but we first honor the I. We honor ourselves. And as we honor ourselves, we can then truly honor the collective. Thank you, my friend. I honor you. I love you. Yes?
Back at you, my sweet sister.
Thank you, my friend. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Wow. Wow.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, that was a challenge to let myself breathe a little more. Go the gentle route.
Yeah. I mean, when Sophia even said it to me, go easy, Goldie. Let me do the callers. And it was like, I was like, in the moment she said it, it was like, wow, I'm wound. It's like, relax, Goldie, relax.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Christina, such a powerful show tonight.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you so much. It was fabulous.
Yeah, and any plugs? Any place you're going to be? Bookstores, signings, anything going on? Or
Basically, I always direct everyone to the website. It's the best way to see what's going on. So it's just ChristinaSophia.com, Christina with a K, Sophia with a P-H. And mostly I do a lot of radio shows. And then what John and I have been talking about is how in the new year to really do a lot more live things so people will be able to see it more. And then I'm really getting camera ready, so about more videos and more ways to give people more and more opportunities to engage with Sophia. So,
oh, that's exquisite. You being on the planet, you channeling Sophia, I truly, truly am grateful for our connection, for everything that every show we do, I can't even tell. There feels like we are shifting the cosmos.
Mm.
I mean, like, I know it sounds kind of grand, meaning I'm not trying to be, you know, high on myself, but I'm like, well, and the idea that the callers are participating and sharing and, you know, because it started off with me and Sophia doing these funky sounds and talks. And when the caller got on tonight and I heard her punch in the air because I could hear it in her voice, it's like, wow, she's doing it too. It just feels like, you know, it's a beautiful, contagious bubble of love.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think we're all doing that. In our own ways, we're all creating that space for more and more expression to be allowed and to be accepted.
Absolutely.
We get to express ourselves, and yay, Sophia, yay, Goldie, yay, Christina, let's express.
Absolutely, I love it. And this is, you know, the week before Thanksgiving. I truly am so thankful for you to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love you. Have an amazing holiday, and we'll see you right before Christmas to catch up on the next 4 weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You guys are just exquisite. I'm so glad everybody called in. I love you all. Next week is going to be the Thanksgiving show with Robin Marvel, and you're welcome to join in. We're going to just be expressing our gratitude for everything that is. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.